What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right. Happy Friday. Friday, I've determined, is the only day you can
say happy Friday.
Happy before, yeah.
Yeah.
You see happy Thursday.
Yeah,
come on.
No, happy hump
you can't
day.
You can't just do that for any day.
No.
It's gotta be a reason why it's special.
There was a band in England in the mid to late 80s called the Happy Mondays, but I think that was ironic.
Okay. I guess that's all right. You just don't want to stoop to that, though, when you're greeting people.
No.
Friday, end of the week, especially when we come on near the end of the workday. Happy Valentine's Day as well. I missed that yesterday was World Radio Day.
Yeah, I definitely missed that.
I feel like I'm glad I didn't know, because I would have felt pressure
to, like, go above and beyond somehow?
Yeah, to make on World, not even
Buffalo
National
Radio Day,
no,
National
World.
Radio World Radio Day.
I would have felt pressure to, but I liked, you know, looking back, I think it was fine.
I liked yesterday. I went home in a good mood.
First, I think. First non-derogatory fine of the day.
But yeah, if I'd known it was World Radio Day, I might have felt some compulsion to do extra better for, like, I'm just thinking of Lino Gabbiano, who I know listens to us from Italy from time to time. I would have felt compelled to, like, cater to him because, you know,
world.
That's the most worldly, somewhat regular listener I know we have. But no disrespect to any of you that are currently listening in Guam or wherever you may be.
You should know that it's sunny here today.
It's
probably,
like,
temporary.
The best kind of winter day I think you can possibly have, unless you love it when it's actually snowing. But the days when you get up in the morning and it's like 12 degrees, not that it was that cold today,
and, 18,
but there's sun and very few clouds and no wind, I mean, those are my, it's one of my favorite kinds of days year round. Like, I know I can't golf in it or go ride my bike in it. Well, I guess I could if I were a psycho. But I love those days. I those were my favorite kind of days when I was a runner, going to the park, at 7 in the morning, crispy, crunchy.
It's got to be light out.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's the sunlight is a key element of it. So 7's a little
not early. Not much earlier than
yeah, right, okay. So 8,
today.
Whatever, 8 o'clock. And fine.
Second, fine.
Getting out to the, and if it was early enough and there's like 3 other people in the park doing the same thing you're doing, and it's a pretty big park. You know, the road around the park is almost 2 miles long, and just the nod you get from the other maniac that's out there is just it's a very good feeling.
He's one of us.
I miss that so much. I really do. I miss it very much.
That's what he's thinking when he passes you.
Yep.
That guy's one of us.
Yep.
I was the guy today at 7:05, one of many in a parade of men leaving a big grocery store with a dozen roses. I mean, I'm like, I get there early. I'm sure it won't be crowded, but I passed, you know, parking early enough in the day where there's not that many cars. I passed 3 guys walking out before I got to the door with flowers. And you walk in the store and it's just flowers everywhere. Oh, do you want the baby's breath? Whatever that is. Like just all these tulips and roses. The place, you can't even see the lettuce. You can't even see the produce. There's so many flowers, even with these people having bought theirs already. So many flowers that, you know, they've taken over the flowers scene, I guess. I would always go to a flower shop,
yeah,
which I think is probably still better.
Sure, that's, yes, I think so.
But I knew this morning when my wife was away playing tennis at 6:30 that they were going to have what I needed.
And you had a window of time to get it done, and so there you go. All right.
Yeah, I was in that parade today.
Boy, another musical reference in the first few minutes of the show. I'm just thinking of the line from a Jason Isbell song, "A Dozen Cheap Roses in the Shopping Cart."
That's it. There's that little hole in the cart that you might put like a bottle in, and the checkout person put the flowers perfect fit right in that hole. Right. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
So I think it's official. Hockey had a good idea.
Yeah, definitely had a good idea. I mean, last night wasn't very competitive, ultimately, at least in the third period. I mean, it was when I watched it.
It
was tight enough. It was 2-1 after 2, and then you know, a couple of knockout punches early in the third, and that was pretty much that. But yeah, it right. I mean, the star players on the U.S. team look fantastic. You know, like Austin, like these aren't guys you're rooting for if you're a Sabres fan necessarily. I don't know, unless country trumps your allegiance to the Sabres. But Matthews looks great. Eichel looks great. The Tkachuk brothers. I mean, I cannot tell you how excited I am for Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I mean, I just cannot wait to see what that looks like and feels like watching it.
And sounds like.
And sounds like. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I don't know how, if the broadcast did anything to mitigate some of that or not, but I didn't think the booing was that noticeable. I mean, you could hear it, but I didn't feel like it was overwhelming.
No. How big was the crowd, actually?
I think it was full.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I think it was
last
full.
Last night.
Yeah. I'm basing that on, you know, some of the I watched, again, way too much of the pregame. I mean, I don't know how many times I heard Mark Messier reference the 96 team that won the World Cup and the 80 team that won the Olympic gold. And, like, you got a great collection of players here, but you got to become a team. He must have said it 10 times. My fault. I watched, you know, just too much of a rotation of the thing. Like, it was a good point to make, but holy cow, I heard it 5 times.
At least it's not pucks to the net.
Right.
I do like P.K. Subban's clothes.
Sure, he's sharp. Yeah. So, like early on, I think when they kicked it to the broadcast team, said, or maybe for a teaser during the pregame, it was like, you know, we kind of wondered what it would be like. Maybe there was weather too. But Ray Ferraro said it's filling up and it's still a half an hour before game time. So the lower bowl did not look like there was any noticeable empty banks of seats or anything to me. So I think they had at least pretty full to capacity.
Well, you could tell that there was some whistling, if not booing, but they preface the anthem with, you know, try to be respectful.
Right.
I was surprised that they don't sing the Canadian anthem at this game.
Yeah, considering the game is in Canada.
Maybe would they have done that earlier?
But I don't know. Obviously, they sang it the night before because Canada was playing Sweden.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Do you know if at the Worlds in Buffalo, if it was Russia versus Canada? Am I allowed to say Russia? Russia versus Canada, would they have played the American anthem in Buffalo for those games?
Well,
I don't remember.
I was there for not Russia-Canada, but I was there for Czech Republic-Canada. So same point, and I don't remember what that entailed, honestly.
Maybe it's not done.
Yeah.
But it's weird to think like the game is in Canada and they wouldn't sing the Canadian anthem, but they didn't, at least unless it was earlier.
Yeah. Well, maybe,
or after the game. Maybe they sang it after the game.
Maybe, tomorrow... Who the heck plays Finland and Sweden are playing tomorrow afternoon. So get a look at that, and if, you know, we don't get a Canadian,
it wouldn't be on TV
anyway.
There wasn't one.
Right.
So congrats, hockey. I mean, it's going to work. You've got Brady Tkachuk calling tomorrow's game the biggest of his life.
Right.
Right there.
And that's entirely believable. That to me is not hype machine working overtime. That's someone who's really looking forward to this game.
Yesterday on World Radio Day, we talked to Greg Wyshynski, and you know, we talked about how badly Crosby, how hard he was going. You know, that says everybody's in on this. How responsible for that, if that's the right way to put it, is that there has not been a tournament like this in a long time. So many of these young guys have never competed, as they say, best on best internationally. They said last night the Tkachuks have never been on the same team growing up, ever. The two Tkachuk brothers had never played on the same team. Of course, that would have happened years ago. I don't know why for juniors, maybe there's enough of an age difference.
Yeah, if they're 2 years apart, that would explain it all. And I'm not positive how many years apart they are, but
enough.
That would explain it.
Yeah, they're not twins.
And one of them, I think Matthew played junior hockey in Canada, if I remember correctly. I have the London Knights in my head there, but I'm not sure. I should check that.
Was he
and Tkachuk played
he
it.
At our
Yeah, he
combine?
Yeah, Tim Murray loved him. He just didn't get a chance at him. Did we talk to him too?
Maybe.
We talked to three guys.
Dubois. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I think we did. Anyway, and Brady Tkachuk played at BU. So, like, I think they took different routes to,
but
you know.
That's one of the first things that came out last night. I didn't spend any time sort of, like, reading up on the teams beforehand. So, I've got Emily Kaplan 5 minutes into the game. They've never been on the same team. I'm like, wow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And, you know, that's because these many young players have never had this opportunity before as professionals, if not also as juniors.
Yeah, that I think... I think you have to lay that at leadership's door, and that's starting with the commissioner. I think it's widely portrayed, and that doesn't make it necessarily right that he's holding the smoking gun of these 9 years. But there was always some problem with the double IHF for the Olympics and the disrupting the season and the timing and, you know, the games are going to be on at 5 a.m. or whatever. There was always some reason not to do it. So the fact that it's gone this long without it, to me, it kind of cuts both ways, though. Because if we'd had it every 2 years in some format like this or the Olympics every 2 years, which I think looks like the plan moving forward, they're going to play in the Olympics next year in Italy. And then I think 2 years from then, there's this World Cup of Hockey involving 8 nations. And there was some mention already of the 2030 Olympic Games in the news release announcing this 2028 World Cup of Hockey. So they're getting on like an every other year format, it looks like, to do this. If it had been happening regularly, I don't know. I'm a hockey fiend. I'm sure I would have enjoyed it and would still be enjoying this. But, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, yada, yada. I mean, that doesn't explain away the opportunity lots of players have missed out on to be involved in this. But as an observer, as a fan, it being a desert of this kind of hockey for 9 years does increase the urgency and the excitement level for me as an observer to see it. Like, because it's just, I don't know the last time watching, especially the start of the Canada game against Sweden on Wednesday night, but even the beginning of this game on Thursday between the U.S. and Finland, when I have been so reactionary to every play that happens. And that's just, I don't think that, if this had just happened 2 years ago, I think I might be in a more relaxed posture as it's starting out and just being like, yeah, these guys are incredible.
Well, a couple of things here. It's an interesting lesson, this one. I was looking at the tournament a couple of days ago as, what did I say? Like, you can't just keep changing these things. From the All-Star game to a skills competition to, you know, no, yes, pros the Olympics, amateurs the Olympics, et cetera. Now we have this tournament. Sometimes we have this tournament before the NHL season. You know, it's kind of making your head spin. And I thought of that as a strike against this because there's no established, there's no history. There's long history between the countries in international play, but there's no four nations face-off. Well, you got to start somewhere. Instead, I think we're all sort of realizing this point, that there not having been this tournament is making this better. And that's everything. That is the Olympics themselves. The Olympics would not be as interesting if you had them every year.
Right.
And I just watched the pole vault. No, it was 4 years ago when you watched the pole vault. And, how does it work? What are the rules? Okay. Like, that makes it better. And, you know, just how rare it is to have that success because it's only 4 years, every 4 years, all of that. It's part of the same logic would apply to the National Hockey League. And it's like just too many games. I mean, I've got 82 games. When are they ever important? In Buffalo you can say that. The only important game they've had in 14 years is that they lost the Eichel year, you know, like that's the only really, you know, except that 1 year, a couple of years ago where they came close, I guess, as if any real NHL franchise sets making the playoffs as a goal. But, you know, this one does, I guess, and they almost did once. So it's just like you it's just so much, right? And every person would be different about like how much is too much and just sort of what kind of appetite they have, and that's always changing. But this works, and part of the reason it does is we've just never seen these individual matchups. We've seen plenty of USA versus Canada. It's, I mean, the juniors just happened, and
sure,
that there was that again. There's been plenty of that. It's just it's another chapter in it, but it's a cool one because we've never had Matthews against McDavid like this, and all the different other matchups that are interesting within these between these teams.
Yeah, I mean, I do think we'll see. I mean, they're at about a million people watching these first two games. I think last night, I shouldn't rush to that. I know that was TNT and Max combined on Wednesday night. I don't know that I've seen the numbers from ESPN last night.
Jeremy said the Canada game was TNT's biggest broadcast.
Right. For hockey.
Canada, yeah, Sweden.
Right. So
that speaks very well of it.
Yeah. It's I think, doing well. And I don't know if maybe ESPN even did better numbers because it was the U.S. Last night, even though, you know, it wasn't as sexy a matchup probably, but I don't know how much the casual fan would even really care about that. Mm-hmm. And it was competitive enough, like you said, for two periods, and then just got kind of silly in the third period. So I hope it ends up being a success story for the league. Like, despite their sometimes own ability, like very few other pro sports entities, to sort of blow their own leg off trying to just clip their toenails, I think they may have stumbled into something really, really good. But again, I think the timing of it does add to it. Like, I would be here whenever this is happening because that's how I am, but I think I'm vastly in the minority from the average American sports fan when it comes to hockey. So, hopefully the hype is building and they're in the sweet spot of Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and it really should be something for the league. I think I just hope the game can possibly deliver.
It is a Saturday night, which is like the worst TV slot there is.
Is it worse than Friday? I feel like Saturday's,
oh, maybe not.
Saturday's better than Friday night to me, but
okay. That could be right. That could be right.
But I'm excited. Like, I even fell into dinner arrangements. We often eat because of my schedule. My family sort of caters to that. So dinner at 7:30 or 8 o'clock is not uncommon in my house, even on weekends, because it's kind of the schedule that we're all on and used to. We're having an early dinner, and I should be home right in time for puck drop Saturday night, and I just cannot wait.
Is that planned?
What do you mean?
But to get home for the game?
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't require much planning. Like, the time I got 6 o'clock reservation for dinner, there's almost no way I won't be home at 8 o'clock.
Right. Unless I hold you back.
Someone gets in my way. You or someone else. Right. You'll be there just ahead.
You're just like Daytona. You moved up dinner so
right.
You could watch the game. They moved up Daytona because of rain. Oh, I can't wait for, you know, this is just totally a straw man point, but I can't wait for, oh, these weather guys don't know. It didn't rain. They said it was going to rain at 4. It's not raining. Well, that'll be good. It's that big, like, they'll probably play again. I guess Sweden could get in the way of
sure.
The rematch.
Yeah, I mean, Sweden's already got a loser point, so if they get the maximum 3 points tomorrow, you know,
they should.
I think that, like, Finland is just in very, very tough with the injuries they've got on defense. Like, Heiskanen is one of the best defensemen in the league, so he'd be one of the best defensemen in this tournament, and he's not there. And, like, they're at guys you've barely heard of.
Well, and Joki Haru,
who's first goal scorer last night.
So I had a thought about him scoring earlier than when he scored. I had a thought about it.
Should I act?
He had
on
the
that.
Puck. Well, I mean, it's all every time. Why didn't you bet it? Because it's probably a bad bet.
I think the guys this morning heard from someone who did.
They did.
I don't remember what the odds were on him scoring
like
the first goal.
85-1.
Okay.
What should they have been? He has one goal here all year.
Right. Right.
All right. We're off and running here. We've mentioned the word fine a couple of times. People love that. See, Jalen Hurts asked about Disney World, said it was fine.
I wonder.
Disney was fine, is the quote.
Yeah, right.
That means he didn't love it?
That means he didn't love it. That means
they made me go.
I had to do this. It was fine. I didn't mind doing it. I would have rather maybe been doing something else. What fine means to me.
I've taken many Disney trips. If ever I came back from one and said it was fine, I should never go back.
Right. I agree.
Find something else. Try something different. If it was only fine, all right, well, that ran its course. Try something else.
That's absolutely how I use that word. If we go out to eat somewhere, a new place we've never tried before, and we decide it was fine, then we're probably not going back.
That's it. Today, Sam Panayotovich coming up, Bet Sweats. We'll talk, see what he's got to say about this hockey tournament. Maybe something. Wrapping up the NFL season, looking ahead to next year, the draft maybe. It's NBA All-Star Game weekend. College basketball, I know where his head is at a little bit when it comes to college hoops and the rest of the season there. So we'll bounce around. It's bounce around season.
Right. We got to find out if his uncle or whoever was whispering horse racing advice last weekend. We're going to have to bring that up.
That might actually take up the whole the whole time. DK horse. Forgot. Thank you for remembering that. Paul Hamilton today, talk hockey with Paul. And Dave Buchanan will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. The Bandits play tonight and tomorrow. Tonight they're, quote, at Toronto. The game's in Mississauga. That's where Toronto plays now. And some Daytona as well. Mix in some Bills things. Got a free agent idea of the day.
All right.
For you. Some draft talk. Maybe some speculation on the future of Travis Kelce. Your favorite, Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Milrow hype from one of my favorites.
Okay.
Okay. But next, Sammy P. Thanks for listening. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.